for me. Give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, where you can be!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of FreedomSlips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
Hey, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio.
In the morning
at Revolution Radio FreedomSlips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare. And the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeehaw! For the revolution in the morning, streaming live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. Come on down and join us on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Catch Studio A and Studio B on iTunes. TalkStreamLive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, Assessify, Radiomony, Open Radio App, and many, many more. Even now we got on Roku TV. So come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Call in and listen on your phone, 518-906-1839 to reach Studio A. It's 518-906-1839 to reach Studio A. And reach Studio B, 518-906-1859 to reach Studio B, where you can get the straight truth and not this mainstream media scripted mind control. Have you ever realized that you're on the script? No, not some script written by your doctor. A script written by, well, a brainwashing, mind-bending, often gender-bending, media. That's right, ABC, NBC, CBS, fake Fox News. Of course, the classic mockingbird media, like the Washington Post, or, you know, the toilet paper of record, the New York Times. Yes, it's like used toilet paper there. I mean, really, it's a sad state of affairs trying to find the truth in all of the echoing lies of the media today. Whole mainstream news source, what do they call themselves? Outlets like Associated Press and Reuters and, you know, other groups that propose themselves to be, how should we say, leaders of the news and information that you get. You know, we have to understand that they're essentially part of the CIA. You know, we have to understand that you're being fed lies packaged in half-truths. There's facts in there. But the entire concepts that they're giving you and everybody else are literally, well, bass ackwards. Most people don't catch on. Most people end up getting caught in this delusion and never get out of it. And it's simply because they live in the gilded, comfortable cage so often. And that because they believe the authority figures, everybody, everything, everywhere is essentially, that's right, it's a conspiracy. And you believe in conspiracies. You're crazy. They give you a check in a minute. All you got to do is say, Trump won the presidency and Joe Biden's an illegitimate president. You know, yeah. Well, we all know that part's true. I mean, I don't know what the media has been barking about lately. I mean, Jesus. Let's get to news information that you can use in the city of brotherly love, where they want to strip you down and make you defenseless against a criminal who says, hell with a no gun zone. Oh man, all right, everybody's unarmed. Stick them up. Yeah, I mean, the city of brotherly love, let's be honest, you know, since let them go, Larry Krasner has been the district attorney down there. Murder and mayhem has gone through the roof. You know, it should be a requirement. Should be a requirement that convenience stores have AI machine guns. Those are good enough for the Israelis. Aren't they good enough for the people down on Kensington Street and other places in shooting galleries across America? But don't you worry. You know, if you look at the violent crimes in Philadelphia, for example, what you find is not as many as are reported. Why? Because in Philadelphia, you know, it goes like carjacking. Carjacking is just borrowing a friend's car. It's, you know, like unauthorized use. That's what they'll plea bargain it down to. You know, if you stick a gun in somebody's face and give me your money and they don't, and you whack them upside the head, you get busted later and you go to court. And you say it was just a misunderstanding. And they drop it down to simple assault and give the person, you know, stay out of trouble for 90 days and we'll no process the case, man. I mean, really. So Philadelphia, because of the rising crime rate, and of course the guns, and the shooting that happens at the same time, that a Philadelphia judge on Monday blocked the city from banning guns at parks and recreation facilities after a gun rights lobbying group argued that the city does not have the authority to do so. Judge Josh H. Roberts, Philadelphia Court of Common Pleas, issued a permanent injunction against the ban and permanently enjoined the city from enforcing the directive. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kinney, a Democrat, signed an executive order believing he was king in September, banning firearms in all city-owned recreational facilities, stating it was crucial to take steps to ensure the city's recreational facilities are a safe place and all of the Philadelphia community together. You know, have you ever heard such a load of buffeting bullshit? Safe parks in Philadelphia. Sure. Yeah. I guess he just came from his trip from Fantasy Island. He's still suffering tattoo delusions. The ban directly violates Pennsylvania law. It allowed for individuals carrying guns in such places to be treated as trespassers if they refused to leave. Anyway, after less than 24 hours after signing the order, the Gun Owners of America, a nonprofit aimed at protecting the right to keep and bear arms, filed suit against the state. And anyway, said the mayor's order directly violates Pennsylvania law and may not be enforced because of the preemption statute expressly prohibits any county, municipality, township from passing gun control measures. Yeah. Anyway, but you know, you see what they do, right? That doesn't matter to them. They just do whatever the hell they want in the law. Joe Bribum sending another $625 million to Ukraine. in all honesty, you know, Joe Biden should give me about $20 million. I would work to buy houses and rehab houses for homeless veterans and other people who are suffering. But yeah, it's crazy. $625 million. Yep, let's keep shoveling over there. You know, the new aid package that brings the total defense assistance pledge, $16.8 billion. But we sent how many 80 some billion in that other load? Can these asswipes even keep count of what they're doing and how much money they're sending over there? Zelensky called to talk to Joe Biden and said, "Joe, I got your bank accounts and your statements and your deposits are about ready to go in. Just wanted to let you know." Now, some of these new weapons are going to start World War III. I just wanted to let you know ahead of time that some of these new weapons that we're sending into Ukraine are long-range HIMAR missile systems. And that the United States literally trying to figure out a way to get these weapons into the hands of the Ukrainians. Now, there was an offer by Ukraine to allow the United States government to effectively work in partnership with Ukraine. I mean, this is literally stupid. To help select targets, to do the firing of them, the targeting, the direct targeting of Russians. They're doing this in an attempt to alleviate concerns of the Biden administration that the new weapon will not be used to target Russian territory. Does that include the Donbass regions and Kherson and the rest of them that have essentially and been annexed or left Ukraine and then went to Russia? I mean, that's the real question. And they say sovereign borders, but there's a dispute now, right? What is and isn't a sovereign border? And Ukraine is getting ready to really to find out what is actually going on. And they're getting ready to get shit smacked. And the U.S. knows it. So the question is Joe Biden getting his 10%, right? That's the real question. And how is he getting it? But here is the thing. Do you think? Yes, I do. I'm going to tell you right now, yes. I'll preface this because I don't want it to be sarcasm and taken out of context. I believe that this administration is that effing stupid that they would say okay to these ATACMs. Surface-to-air missiles that can go 200 miles instead of the HIMARS that are 50 miles. The White House has made it clear will not recognize the new territories that I don't even know the correct word. I'll think of it here as I'm talking about it, that not were annexed by Russia, but asked to join Russia through a referendum. That's what made everybody so mad, that they know that those are hardcore Russians in those areas, and that Ukraine was working to, what's the word, genocide them. And that Crimea has always been, you know, let's be honest, it has always been Russian in history. Anyway, so, yeah, but this is just the U.S. as part of a strategy to attack Russia, but not directly. If the United States of America partners with Ukraine, and, you know, they already have, and I believe, you know, as I have said before, we are already providing them targeting information using AWACS, using all of our battlefield and intel systems, and that intelligence sharing is essentially live with the Ukrainians. But the Ukrainians essentially are saying, now make it official that you are, one, providing advisors. Number two, you're providing targeting and other data information. Number three, you're actively participating in the targeting of Russian units in the breakaway regions of Ukraine. I'm just, you know, I believe that Vladimir Putin knows and understands that they don't get it yet. That the that the U.S. and NATO and the rest of these clowns, they don't get it yet. That Russia is done pissing around and it essentially cannot, for strategic purposes, in all honesty, allow this continuation of the surrounding of Russia to happen, because it really does result in only one thing: Russia being isolated and then only really having a massive nuclear deterrent. So, you know, when you remove all the chess pieces off the board and you remove all of the protection from around the, from around a kingdom, so to speak, and you threaten that kingdom directly, and they really don't do anything, and then when it gets to a certain point, and they aren't the boiling frog, they are the boiling viper who can strike. And I don't think many people are, you know, believe that Russia will strike. In all honesty, you know, it's sheer crazy. And to think that, you know, the U.S. isn't responsible for all the shit that has gone on in Ukraine since the overthrow in 2014 by the United States of America and Barack Obama and his administration. Victoria Nuland should be put on the front of some old Sherman tank and rolled into the front lines over in Kiev. You don't even have to strap her into the front. Let's just push her out there into the front lines, because that's where they belong. You know, these neocons and neoliberals here in the United States that have that are essentially have always been at war. And until you think about that, until you realize that there has always been a U.S. empire building, a colonialism of the 21st century, and it's led by people like Barack Obama, by George W. Bush. By Joe Biden. And we have to understand that, you know, what we're seeing here is a grand chess game. And Russia has essentially been, you know, trying to play nice. And really, you know, on the world stage, in all honesty, you know, the Republicans are these ballless, seem to be these ballless, gutless bastards that never fight back. Well, you know, for the longest time, Russia didn't fight back. They were building themselves. They were biding their time. But when you strike in the middle of negotiations, you wonder why your negotiators lose credibility. You wonder why countries then take military action. Because they tried to negotiate with the U.S. and the U.S. just continued to destabilize more and more of the areas that are around the southern borders of Russia. That's the truth. So Russia has started to defend itself. And it has run out of patience. It has run out of ways to explain to the military elitists in the West that you can shit on Libya, you can carve up Syria, you can turn Iraq inside out, upside down. You can take Afghanistan and have a 20-year war to lose like you did in Vietnam. But you're effing with Russia now. It's playtime over. I don't think they get it. I really don't. We'll be back.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the Truth Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio! Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio!
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeehaw!
Yeah. I told you. Remember when I told you about the mainstream media? Your so-called celebrities and pedophilia. Remember that child trafficking and that arena chrome. Remember when I told you about the Georgia Guidestone? Remember when I told you about the false flag operation? Remember when I told you about 5G radiation? Remember that I told you that... Well, I just want to say that I told you so. I told you so. I told you so.
All right, come on down and join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Don't forget, we're listener-supported. So give us a hand up, become a member of our Patreon team. Of course, you can make a one-time donation or even a donor box. There's also snail mail. So remember to support Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Help us get the truth out there so we can change the world and open the eyes of people and help cut up that scripted programming that they get that's shoveled to them across the board. Yes, donate to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Why? Well, because it matters. Let's get to some more news and information that you'll laugh about, you cry about, and you might say, what the f-? Yeah, what the F-bomb? Well, if you didn't hear, you know, North Korea fired a missile. It went up and over Japan, landed out in the ocean, Pacific Ocean. And Japan was all upset. They essentially sounded a missile attack because I guess it was unannounced. Anyway, in response, South Korea and the U.S. fired 5 missiles. That's right, they fired 5 missiles. The ultra-provocative launch of an inter-range ballistic missile, which flew directly over Japan. Anyway, Yonhap News is reporting that the Allied militaries in South Korea have now launched 4 surface-to-surface missiles into the East Sea in a clear response to the provocation from North Korea. Also, another missile. Now it's saying it is the same missile as an update early this morning. Anyway, one of the missiles, exploded and crashed soon after takeoff. So if they launched 4, that means only 3 made it into the, into the ocean. But they first reported these things as separate incidents, as if there were different missiles involved. Anyway, so the explosions occurred within the Jongjang Air Base in South Korea. The scope and scale of the damage is not known, but numerous fixed-wing aircraft are stationed there. It was said that it was a cruise missile that had malfunctioned. And in the original news articles about this. Now, here's the thing. They never associated it with these 4 other missiles that were launched. So that's why I believe it was a separate incident, you know, because are they going to ever admit that? No. But anyway, would that make it true? No, it would still be whatever happened. And it's hard speculating, but it could be one of the missiles blew up on the launcher. We don't know. Anyway, North Korea, South Korea, kind of warming and heating up again. Yeah, well, this is bad news. It's not warming and heating. Europe, where weather forecasters are predicting a colder winter than normal. And of course, they all have less reliable power. And of course, a hell of a lot less natural gas to keep warm and to keep prices down in these challenging times. And here's the thing, was that what's going to happen? Are companies are essentially everybody's going to be, they're going to put a price cap on natural gas. And so not just the one person will, or a few people will go without gas, but everybody will, because they'll suck down the entire supply. Businesses will have to shut down. And this is one of the things that they've been talking about, that the closure of the economy, over the winter because of not enough renewable power. It's sheer crazy. This is another reason why nuclear power plants are becoming the favorites of the German power industry, particularly. Even though they've pledged to get rid of all of them and all this other stuff, they've had to keep them online. I think France has tried to shut theirs down and continue to try to shut theirs down. That's not going to be viable. because if a real war starts and electromagnetic pulses and those weapons, those type weapons are used to essentially bring entire populations to their knees without, what's the best way to say it? Without destroying or, you know, directly attacking the country. All you have to do is put everybody in a mass blackout. I mean, let's not lie to ourselves. I mean, it will be, oh my God, you think people are just going to nuke a city here and a city there? I don't think that tit for tat is going to go long. And as I have said, and you know, the stated use of a nuclear weapon by Vladimir Putin in Ukraine. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm really not sure. Of course, the U.S. government in the West is saying that Vladimir Putin is going to nuke the nuclear power plant. I'm sorry. I mean, listen, you know, it's such a gullible echo chamber all around today. It's hilarious. I mean, listen, if you believe Vladimir Putin blew up his own pipeline, then your dumb is dumb. I'm sorry, you're not thinking very clearly, okay? I can't believe it, really. I mean, people in this world have just gone dumb. Dumb, da-dum, dumb. Okay, speaking of dumb, da-dum, dumb, last week's Saudi King Mohammed bin Salam, or Mohammed King Salam of Saudi Arabia, designated his son, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salam, as the kingdom's prime minister. So now it's Prime Minister Major Bullshit. Mohammed bin Salam, of course, who ordered the butchering of a journalist, Jamal Khashoggi. Yes, and sorry about the name. But so now that MBS, as he's called, Major Bullshit, has his prime minister. Leaves no doubt that the crown prince is entitled to what? Sovereign immunity status as prime minister, as head of state. Status-based immunity that typically extends to sitting heads of states, heads of governments, and foreign ministers. University of California Davis Law Professor William S. Dodge explained at the website Just Security. The plaintiffs are expected to argue that the prime minister promotion was purely meant to facilitate his evasion of justice in announcing the change and an exception to Saudi law that calls for the king to also serve as prime minister. It is stated that King Salam will act as prime minister in meetings in which he is present. So how can Mohammed bin Salam, how can Major Bullshit be, how should we say it, promoted to high-level bullshit? Really? Anyway, when that position is already filled by the king of bullshit. I'm telling you, it's a bunch of bullshit. Sovereign murder immunity. Oh, yeah. And Joe Biden shaking his hand and says, hey, big man, let me hold a shekel. It's got to be gold. Hey, did you see them Chinese gave my sonny boy a really big diamond? Do you have anything else? Do you have a designer? Yeah. Yeah, this is Joe Biden talking to Mohammed bin Salam. Hi. Yes, I need a designer for my wife. Have you seen the clothes she's wearing? And Mohammed bin Salam says, yeah, Joe, we should just put her in a Glad garbage bag. She'd be right at home. I mean, really. Joe Biden's making a speech about the Puerto Rico. I don't know if you saw it. Oh, my God. And there stands Jill. Joe Biden says, I was raised partly Puerto Rican. I mean, really. Hey, what do you, Justin Trudeau? To put on another Indian dress and pants and whatever and a little hat and go around, you know, nodding and, you know, pretending to people. I mean, God, man, what a bunch of ass kissing sons of bitches. Oh my God. And you got Mohammed bin Salam. I mean, why? Why haven't we done something about that? I mean, really? I mean, he should get J-damned. Yeah, you know, I'm for cruise missiles to Saudi Arabia. Yes, I mean, cruise missiles sent into Saudi Arabia. And I'm for the U.S. To turn their artillery pieces around and target ISIS instead of target the Syrian army. I mean, really, let's not lie to ourselves. I'm for Victoria Nuland and Henry Kissinger. We get Henry out there in the front lines of, oh, he thinks he's on the front lines, right? Because of the nuclear war. And that he's already saying, look, man, this is enough kicking the bear. We got to let it go back to sleep before we try to kick it some more. That's all Henry Kissinger was saying. But, you know, when the warmonger, you know, of warmongers, you know, says your man, you know, you're doing a little too much here. I think they don't get the message. Really, in all honesty, I don't think they got the message. Yeah. Meanwhile, you know, CNN, ABC, the New York Times, the Financial Times, all are lying about hurricanes, and they should be fact checked into the propaganda bin. But the Financial Times reported hurricane frequency is on the rise. That's false. The New York Times claimed strong storms are becoming more common in the Atlantic Ocean. That is false. Washington Post said climate change is rapidly fueling super hurricanes. Absolutely false. ABC News declared, here's how climate change intensifies hurricanes. Absolutely utter garbage. Both the Financial Times and the New York Times showed graphs purporting to show a rise in hurricane frequency using data from the U.S. government's from NOAA. And the increasing cost of hurricane damage can be explained by more people, more property in harm's way. So, of course, there's going to be more destruction. You know, if you look at Miami Beach, for example, in 2017 versus 1925, and think about Tampa and Fort Myers and all the other places and how much they have changed, it's crazy. There is evidence. It is possible journalists are just ignorant of climate science, but, you know, when they use the people as purported experts, well, yeah. The four main ways the media misled the public: misrepresent data, misrepresent hypotheses, cherry-pick data, and confuse, increasing damage with increasing incidence of intensity. There is another factor out here in the conspiracy theory world of weather manipulation and such, and I don't believe it, in all honesty. I'm not a not in this case, particularly since the Earth was being hit by a mild electromagnetic storm coming in from the sun about the same time that the storm energized. Now, if you look at the peaks of energizing of our magnetosphere from space, if you look at this, you can see, and you can probably get a parallel view and understand that these systems are supercharged by the energy that is coming from the sun, the electromagnetic energy that is absorbed by the Earth and our magnetosphere and every place else. And it's my belief that is why Hurricane Ian seemed to get two categories higher than was estimated and what was normally believed. And it was essentially a supercharging of energy. Now, that's my hypothesis. That's not a really my hypothesis. That's pretty substantial. Anyway, we're all going to have to run down under if the nuclear war starts and get to the southern hemisphere. No, I'm just kidding. Hopefully, they'll only launch a few nukes at each other and, you know, they'll be smart enough to take out everybody's leadership and the rest of us can just live in peace. Yeah. I think that could happen. I don't know. Anyway, what else we got going on here? Oh, yeah. Poland has now formally demanded Germany pay it reparations for World War II. Poland officially launched a massive reparations claim against Germany, but Germany has already stated it does not owe any money. Poland's foreign minister issued a diplomatic note to Germany officially on Monday, formally demanding $1.3 trillion in war reparations for damages suffered by Poland during the Second World War. That means the issue is now officially on the table regarding Polish-German relations. Yes, of course, you know, it's a crazy thing. But, you know, the Poles mistreated by the Soviets, now they're essentially being mistreated by, that's right, the Europeans. It's a serious problem. Not a serious problem as some other people are having, but, you know, it's a sheer idiocracy maybe is the best way to describe it. Well, you knew it had to happen. That's right. Syphilis is raging across Europe. UK porn stars are demanding the formation of a union due to the lax safety standards in which some adult film actors are subject to. So they have gone on a pro-porn strike. That's right. The STD is cured easily with antibiotics, but can cause life-threatening problems if left untreated. Yes, the concern about spotted dick in Europe is a problem. if he gets spotted dick, you better get treated. That's what they're telling everybody. Yes, people have been asking for a union for a couple years, but now it's just gone too far. Porn stars are real human beings. They need to have a union to be a bridge to connect with Public Health England and the police. It would allow for better regulation, support, and, well, safety. So I guess they have spotted dick tests before every show. And is that just a form of syphilitic monkeypox? I don't know. I'm just asking stupid questions. In the U.S., they have PASS, which runs a database of sexual health certificates for U.S. porn actors. They've been informed of multiple positive syphilis tests among porn stars in Europe, warning of potentially for many more exposures, including to U.S. porn stars. Yes, so here's the problem, man. It's the spotted dick. I mean, we just got the dumb dick in Washington, D.C. Remember, Joe Biden did say, "I poop my pants, I poop my pants." Yes, that was one hell of a press conference. Liberals didn't want to report it. I don't know why. Maybe these are the 8 performers that were in the room with Hunter Biden when he was selling crack. I don't know. We'll just have to wait and pray we force indictments. We'll be back. Woo, daddy.
Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Don't miss the Crick Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
The
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! You gotta wake up to a world that's real. You gotta rise up and make it feel. Life in full measure is more than just pleasure. Wake up and live. You gotta wake up to a world in need. You gotta get up and begin to lead. A life in full measure is more than just pleasure.
Wake up and live. Hey, thanks, Jamal. That's a hell of a song. I love it. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. This is the Revolution in the Morning show, live from Franklin County, Virginia. And I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. Come on down and join us. freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Catch us on iTunes, talkstreamlive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, Assessify, Radiomni, Open Radio app, Roku TV, and many, many more. You can call in and listen on your phone, 518-906-1839 to reach Studio A. It's 518-906-1839. To reach Studio B is almost the same number, 518-906-1839. To reach Studio A. Dogs. Oh, I'm sorry, Dogs. I think that's funny. No, it's some type of evidently it's a new thing in Europe, man. I'm telling you. No. Anyway, wow. I'm kind of caught back here. Everybody over here in the chat room, memes and Dawn's to you. Hey, Dawn's. I hope that's doing well. Let me just get the dang thing to scroll up. There we go. Fleece, how you doing? Omega Logos, of course, is in the house. Now let's not forget our other friends that are in here, like Maced and Bill Johnson. Yeah, don't forget tonight, 10 to 12, Bill Johnson's got a show. probably another good one. Yeah, I'm telling you. Wow. I hope y'all are having a great day. I hope you're doing well. I see Lady Horse is in the house. I hope she's feeling better. There's Decoder Comet up there making some comments. Anyway, there's Favander's Freems or Dreams. E-Reams. I'm not even sure. It's like I'm seeing blind double right now. No, I'm not. Everything's okay. Let's see what else we got here. Yeah, so we top of the hour. Okay, Revolution Radio Freedom Slips.com. You get a chance, become a member of our Patreon team, $5 or $10, $20 a month, and whatever you can afford. You know, I know it's not a whole lot, but it'll add up because of all the people that listen to Revolution Radio. So, you know, if you want, you can send in an anonymous donation to Revolution Radio Freedom Slips.com. I'm sure there's, you can do it in snail mail form if you choose. Don't forget, you can join us on Patreon. I believe we still have a PayPal account, even though I'm leery about anything running through PayPal to anybody around the world because of their proclivity to take people's money and then never give it back. Yeah. So what else we got? The archives are free. And that's another reason why, you know, you may want to donate a few dollars each month because, well, the archives. You know, even if you send, you know, if you get money and you send it once a year, that's, you know, God bless you. Thank you. All your donations help keep us on the air. They really do. We're a small band of rebels, you know, the core of the station, so to speak, here. And we have many, many teammates and fellow pirates around the world. And God bless every one of you. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you from my heart. God bless you guys. Yeah, so let's see what else. I did the call in the listen line. I thought I did 518-906-1839. You know, the 160 words a minute. No. You know how long it, how many words it takes to fill 2 hours? I always laugh about that. Seems I rarely run out of words, though, for some reason. I guess it's just all the information that I collect and then I see and I say, holy shit, does anybody else know this? So I have to ask a question nobody else wants to ask. Yeah, I thought I started to talk about it, but I may have moved on real quickly, and I shouldn't have, because the cold winter that is coming in Europe isn't going to be good. They're also expecting less wind power, and less rain for the rivers and, you know, snow and snow caps and everything else in Switzerland. You know, so, you know, this drought, so-called drought, is going to persist. But didn't they say if we went into global warming like they claim we are, that it would just rain and rain and rain and, you know, everything would be smuggy and swampy and, ew, huh? I guess the climate change political experts were wrong again. Look at California. My God, did I talk about that yesterday? I might have talked about it for a few minutes, but Gavin Newsom is turning California into a trans sanctuary. Oh, Jesus. Which role is he playing? Sodom or Gomorrah? Or is he Sodo-Gomorrah? Yeah, that's it. It's Sodo-Gomorrah. You know, over there in California. I mean, really, man, look. Smoking a little weed doesn't really do this to people. Listen, in all honesty, smoking a lot of weed doesn't make people this freaking deranged and crazy. That's the truth that nobody wants to say, okay? I don't know what they put in the water in California. Maybe it's because they pipe it all the way from Colorado, some of it. I don't know. Maybe it's the type of fluoride they're using. I can't say. I don't know. Maybe it's the electromagnetic field from the faults in California. I don't know why California has become a retarded state. I guess that's the time for the 911 moment of the morning. California. Now a... Jesus. A state. A trans sanctuary state. Can you make this stuff up? I mean, Sodom Gomorrah, you know, in California. I'd be embarrassed to be a Californian right now. When you look at what California has essentially done, and you know, I think there's a thinking out loud. You know, and you have to look at this with just sarcasm and snarkiness and open-minded seriousness, too. But are they running an effing contest from the elite to see who can abuse the citizens the most? And the person that gets to then abuses the citizens, or I guess in Joe Biden's family, it's family in Joe Biden's case. But Gavin Newsom is like trying to get this brass ring from the New World Order or something for who can run the most effective mind control systems on their people. I mean, we have to ask ourselves. We can see beyond any doubt of the stupid shit that's going down. It's asinine idiocracy. That's what our governance has become. But we have to look where? We have to look at the educational system. The foundation of thinking and data processing by individuals, their learning processes and what they learn and how they do and all this other stuff. Yeah. Here's another expose by a middle school teacher. This is Project Veritas. Has a middle school teacher that wants to burn down the system, was exposed by libs of TikTok. Man, this is pretty screwed up.
Burn down the entire system. The only thing that's a problem here is that House Bill 1775 or something, I can get my license revoked. for it, for being too woke. I broadcasted a little too much last semester. So.
Yeah.
Like, eventually you want to, like, remove Christianity from, or religion from progressive thought, because, yeah, like, religion is hierarchical.
Deep inside the Sooner State in Tulsa, Oklahoma, we caught up with an 8th grade English teacher from Will Rogers High School who still prides himself on his radical activist fame on TikTok more than he does teaching the students.
I have a rather large TikTok following. Yeah. I'm an authority figure, so I'm going to give out a Christmas message of like, hey, if your parents don't love and support you for who you are this Christmas, yeah, them. I'm your parents now. Sure. I love you. Drink some water. Proud of me.
What's wrong with that?
I said the word.
Yes, that is Tyler Wrenn, who used to be known as Tyler Parks. He used to teach at the Owosso 8th grade center until he resigned last April after these TikTok videos were highlighted by libs of TikTok.
Hey, if your parents don't love and accept you for who you are this Christmas, fuck them. I'm your parents now. I'm proud of you. Drink some water. I love you. Bye.
Parents were outraged. Many took to the internet.
Talk posted by a now former Owosso 8th grade teacher is getting national attention for his pro-LGBTQ stance. It's what he says about parents that's made some upset. This is in the middle of a proposed law putting limits on sex education in schools.
Well, thank God he's out of this school in this district, but who the hell knows where he's going to wind up next and indoctrinate those kids.
Well, our undercover Project Veritas journalist found him. Tyler got a new teaching job in Tulsa at Will Rogers High School, home to some 927 students, about 11 miles away from his previous school. Tyler still doubles down on his anarchist beliefs.
I mean, I don't know how. I'm pretty far left.
I am an anarchist.
Home of the Ropers, the Will Rogers High School dating back to 1939, was renovated to become a state-of-the-art college prep facility for students and teachers. Will Rogers College Middle and High School provides all students with opportunities to develop the academic, social, psychological, personal, and critical thinking skills necessary to get to and through college and to prepare them for career and personal success in a global society.
They couldn't stop you. Obviously, you're teaching, so that's...
No, they definitely couldn't.
Yeah.
Well, also was like, they were super, like... They didn't want to stand up for the parents, which I get. Yeah. I mean, it's Oklahoma, so what are you going to do?
Yeah.
But they definitely didn't, like, nothing went on my record. Like,
good,
you
good.
Know, I could resign instead, so it didn't, like, garnish my teaching experience.
But, yeah. Well, that's cool, man. Well, I'm glad you're in the fight.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Tyler's 2021 social media was filled with praise for the devil and anti-American rhetoric. Now, he deleted that content, prepping for his new teaching job. However, his TikTok page backdoors his secret curriculum. Here is a list of books that Tyler wants to hide from parents on his TikTok link tree. And here, he also claims his wife could put a hex on people. Now, Tyler's recent TikToks attempt to portray him as just an alternative teacher, dabbling with wearing neckties and mocking accusations that he indoctrinates his students. Over the summer, Tyler asked for money via GoFundMe to purchase, quote, inclusive young adult books for his classroom, while wearing elaborate costumes, including dressing up as a millennial Coraline from the movie.
I would say Gen Z is, like, super progressive.
Oh, I know.
I taught in Missouri last year. Not last year, but 2 years ago. I taught a philosophy, like, 101 class. We took a political quiz. Half the kids were, like, radical progressives.
Yeah.
I am definitely not part of Antifa.
Yeah.
As a joke comment.
Yeah.
And they latched onto, like, oh my God, he's Antifa.
Despite his denials of being an Antifa sympathizer, Tyler sure talks like he supports the radical agenda. The Antifa movement is defined by the Anti-Defamation League as being, quote, a decentralized, leaderless movement composed of loose collections of groups, networks, and individuals. Because there is no unifying body for Antifa, it is impossible to know how many adherents are currently active.
The only thing that's a problem here is that House Bill 1775 or something. I can get my license revoked.
Good.
For being too woke.
But I think it's...
You know what I mean?
You're not overly... There's ways to...
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, trust me, I want to, like, burn down the entire system.
Yeah. There's ways to introduce these ideas without broadcasting it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. No, I broadcast it too much last semester. So.
Yeah.
Hi, Tyler. This is James.
What they don't realize, what all these idiots don't realize, is that these revolutionaries will not stop with what they have now. They will burn down the so-called revolution in the end. Because when that is all you learn, you go from one revolution to another revolution. You never have peace. You never have prosperity. You just go from destruction to destruction to destruction. At least that's how I see a lot of that. Well, let's see what else we got going on here. Hunter Biden, a laptop whistleblower, a Bobulinski, finally speaks out after 2 years of silence. He spoke with the FBI. He spoke with Thibault, and this never heard back. Here's a clip from coming his expose they did the other night on Tucker Carlson.
There are hundreds of data points that Joe Biden was acting in a capitalistic term, I would say the chairman. The chairman of J.P. Morgan doesn't take 8 meetings down with the people, you know, analyzing companies. The chairman serves a purpose, right? He's a figurehead. He shows up at meetings, shakes hands, advises, you know, has faith in his team. Effectively, that was Joe Biden's role in the Biden family business ventures and around the world. And not just my venture. I met with him multiple times, but it's well documented.
Yeah, so Joe Biden, man, I'm telling you, it is sheer crazy. The amount of corruption that we see today that the FBI, the CIA, the U.S. government, it doesn't matter what party you're from. See, this is the problem, isn't it? The Democrats will never indict a Democrat. They will not indict the known criminals of the Democrat Party. They will keep making excuses for them. Whether they're stock manipulators and purveyors of insider information like Paul and Nancy Pelosi, or whether they're outright lying sons of bitches like Adam Schiff, who uses his position to slander people, knowing that he has immunity because of his position in Congress. I mean, I think most of these people are, you know, should be held accountable to what they say. Or then, you know, they should be able to prove that they are or aren't. After all, you know, Trump had to prove he wasn't guilty of charges that he was guilty. Yeah, presumption of guilt, man, I'm telling you. Anyway, an email source from the laptop, Joe Biden was named as the big guy. So, you know, that he got 10% cut of the CEFC deal. Remember, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have seen their personal fortunes rise by literally tens of millions of dollars just in the few years that they have become presidents. How does that happen unless you're taking money in some wheel and dealing, some way to, how should we say it, another form of legal bribery, as Biden Hunter does artwork and sells $500,000 paintings. I don't know what y'all been smoking, but it's some good shit, man. I'm telling you. Oh, here's one for you. Well, here's a guy that has a moron, an idiot, and a retard for a client. Yes, the defendant in Waukesha, Wisconsin, that drove through a Christmas parade last year, killing six people, is representing himself in court. A move that experts say could slow down nearly every step of the process and create chaos in the courtroom for victims who are still grieving. Daryl Jr., 40, Brooks Jr., accused 76 criminal counts of first-degree intentional homicide, six of those charges. Jury selection began Monday after near constant interruptions from Brooks, who has no legal training. Anyway, they removed Brooks from the courtroom repeatedly and warned him that if the interruptions continue, she will appoint an attorney for him to keep the trial on track. If your intention is to disrupt these proceedings or make a mockery of this court, well, they're long past that, ain't they? The mockery of the court system. Ha, 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 ha. Hey, did you see the Alex Jones shit the other day? Let me find that. Man, I'm telling you. I don't even know if I talked about it yesterday. Maybe it was last night. You know, I'm like, I get in this time warp, this time loop. I'm sorry. Mostly because I get stuck on the Tuesday night show, and so it's like I have a data lag. Maybe is a good way to put it. But we got to the break. After the break, we'll talk about Alex Jones and the Sandy Hook trial. You'll like this.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw!
Let's get it started. In here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect. So when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. You can lose the inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl, it's pulling me out. You wouldn't believe how we wow. We burn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned out. Act up from northwest, east, south. Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoned, get started, get started.
Let's get it started. Come on down and join us. Freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio. All righty. Let's get to it. Come on down and join us. Let's get back to it. Of course, if you didn't know, Alex Jones is on trial again. This time it's such a joke. It's pathetic. Alex Jones on trial in Connecticut, where he was ordered to lie by the judge. No other way to put it. Alex Jones can't say he's bankrupt. He can't say he feels bad. He can't see anything. He can't even say, I didn't make any money on this. Why are y'all dragging me through all this bullshit? Nope. It's a show trial. We all know it. It's all just a another way to strip the rights of ordinary people. Because while you may think they're on Alex Jones's ass right now, it won't be long. They'll be on all of ours. Here's Alex Jones and his attorney with one of his attorneys, Robert Barnes.
I testified 2 weeks ago. I came here this time to testify. And the judge today said that she will hold me in criminal contempt if I say I'm innocent, if I say I'm bankrupt, if I say I wasn't the first person to question Sandy Hook, and over 10 other things. No judge in U.S. history has ever told somebody what they can and can't say.
This is a case that has put the American justice system itself on trial. And the trial that has taken place here, this show trial, is an embarrassment to the rule of law in America and a disgrace and a travesty of American justice. Everybody knows you're supposed to get your day in court. Yet the one person who is being denied any day in court is Alex Jones. To such a degree that the court has made clear today that if he testifies honestly, if he testifies truthfully, he goes to jail. But if he answers the questions in the way the plaintiff's lawyers want, then he could also go to jail. No matter what he does, he goes to jail if he testifies in his own behalf, in his own defense. The story they told about Sandy Hook was not true in the sense that they blamed gun owners and blamed Alex Jones for what happened, when the reality is that school safety was not up to snuff at Sandy Hook. Democratic politicians decided to pocket money meant to protect little kids' lives, and little kids died who didn't need to die because politicians lied. That's the real truth of Sandy Hook. But they can't have any of that truth come out. They can't have the truth that Alex Jones and InfoWars had nothing to do with promoting and instigating and originating those who had doubts about Sandy Hook. That came from media professors and school safety people and people completely outside of Alex Jones and InfoWars. That's why they always had a fake case. And they won't allow them to tell the truth, because the truth would let the world know that their case is based on a lie.
Bingo! Hey, that is Robert Barnes. Yeah, so the show trial of Alex Jones and the show trial of James Fetzer, where literally you don't get to present evidence. Yeah. Craziness, idiocracy really isn't too far from it. You want a good laugh after that? Here you go. I haven't screened this, or don't remember screening it. So, it's sheer liberal idiocracy, I imagine. Just get the circle of death. I guess we'll just reload and try again. Hopefully this works. I think I'm pretty sure I know what it is.
I'm a music teacher, and I found that one of the best ways that I can process the whole transition to online learning and teaching is to write a song. So I wrote a song. I'd like to share that with you guys now. Here we go.
Actually, she teaches music, not voice, right? Yeah, that's a music teacher today. Okay. Hey, meanwhile, Tucker Carlson had this to say the other night.
So that's the person who's being described all over American television, including on channels that should know better, as, quote, far right. That's far right, really? Because she acknowledges that American families are under attack? Of course they are. You think it's accidental? No. And she explains why. And it's simple. If you want to establish totalitarian control over a country, of course you have to destroy the family first. Because nobody with deep family loyalty, the one thing every person should have, no one who has that will ever pledge absolute obedience to a politician. Why would you? So if you want absolute obedience, you have to sever family ties. And that's why state schools brainwash your children with values that you despise and then instruct your children to turn you in as a thought criminal if you object. That's happening. It's not your imagination, and it's happening for a reason. Wokeness is not just a political ideology. It's not just something annoying that emerged on college campuses that we can ignore. It's a state religion that supplants actual religion, which is also being destroyed. There's a reason the strip bars and the liquor stores and the weed dispensaries stayed open under COVID, but the churches didn't. If you can't draw the connection between those dots, you're missing it. But Bologna didn't miss it. She understands it perfectly.
Yes, well, that's Tucker talking about the new leader of Italy, given the fact that she's into a lot of New Age stuff and is a member of the Austin Institute? Is that what it is? this think tank, the Aspen Institute, conservative or whatever think tank, another place where there's media controllers and ideas are planted in politicians' brains. It's kind of like, being an acolyte of the World Economic Forum and their youth program, as, both Zelensky and Justin Trudeau and half of his cabinet essentially are. The World Economic Forum has essentially overthrown the nation of Canada, as effectively infiltrated their cabinet and the cabinet positions and have taken control of the country. We have to understand that, that's essentially too how the fascism in Italy spread, the same way the World Economic Forum, the Council on Foreign Relations, the SES, I think it's called, the Senior Executive Service, that recruitment line for, government agencies and such. Yeah, there's a lot of serious problems that we see and that we're facing today. Let's see. White House panics as gasoline prices rebound. Now, as I said, I saw one station at $2.99, but most of them were at $3.29. In all honesty. Now, hopefully they don't go up from there. But Joe Biden claiming that every place is $2.99 is just a bold-faced lie. Of course, the South Show of Force fail is now becoming news as people are becoming aware that our retaliation was essentially shooting missiles into the sea, and even those blew up. Speaking of blow-ups, they're happening right now at Twitter, where Elon Musk has announced that he will go forward with his purchase of Twitter. And the question is, when will the people in Twitter take Elon Musk and deplatform him from his own company? He has an idea for a blockchain media system that does both payments and short text messages like Twitter. Liberals are melting down and freaking out faster than you can imagine. As they are fearing for their jobs, because the company itself will not be, a safe haven and a sanctuary for woketards. Yes, I think that should be a something that should be in the dictionary. Woketard, a person who claims to be woke, but they're so woke, they're retarded. I think that is pretty clear of the evidence of that we live in today. The U.S. Army has missed its recruiting goal by 25% as woke ideology takes over. Anyway, I believe the U.S. Navy, though, has met their recruiting goals. Why is China opening up unofficial police stations in the United States of America? The nations are these police stations are used to persuade up to 230,000 Chinese nationals to voluntarily return to China to face criminal proceedings. That's what I have to say for China. Hey, go pound sand, you effing sons of bitches. That's opened dozens of unofficial police stations around the world, three in Toronto, Canada alone. The report claims China has been engaging in long arm policing around the world, which has been dubbed that has 110 overseas police stations. 54, the report identified 54 in 30 different countries. And if we have any in the United States, they should be forced and should be shut down. Why are we allowing Chinese police to essentially intimidate people in America? Because that's what it is, and that's what it's about. Why? Because they give Joe Biden 10%? Really? Listen, if they're willing to do that work for the Chinese government, when we get into a real confrontation with China, you know they will be committing espionage against the United States. It makes perfect sense that, you know, you place people in the communities and they get used to being seen and known in the communities. And in fact, there's already been 22 cases of kidnapping in Canada and then taken in the United States and then taken to China. So they're doing pick and swoop operations, flying people out of the country, probably by private jet and also by what do they call it? Diplomatic transportation and immunity. Yeah. It's pretty, it's not good, is it? No, not at all. Got about 9 minutes or less of the of the show left. Abortion wars hit Herschel Walker. His girlfriend claims she has receipts. His son says he threatened to kill us. Was that in the womb or later? Anyway, yeah. So now abortion has become a problem with Democrats. I would think, you know, Democrats would have given, you know, kudos for Herschel Walker for supporting abortion when he was a younger man. Yeah, I would think, that would be the case, right? I saw this the other day and I said, oh, there goes another one. Scooby-Doo. That's right. Scooby-Doo has gone woke. And of course, Thelma has always been suspected of being gay, So now in the new Scooby-Doo, Thelma is gay. Yeah. She don't have to change her actions at all. She just doesn't have to rub up against any of the boys anymore. But the problem is they got her rubbing up against Scooby. Does that mean she's a little beastie too? Hard telling with liberals today. Studies of forever chemical exposure, the forever chemical class, leads to low sperm count and low mobility of those little swimmers. The world's getting hotter. Floods and thaws and brush fires are more destructive. Oh, my. A new Danish study reveals mothers' exposure to toxic PFAS chemicals per and poly per fluoroalkali substances and polyfluoroalkali substances known to disrupt hormones, fetal development, reduce reproductive capacity, and also, well, it shrinks your testicles. That's all you have to tell guys. Hey, man, it makes your balls little. It gives you peanut nuts. Well, got to do something about it right now. Yeah, you want to get men on board, just tell them that, Hey, did you know there's this new chemical compound they found out here and it's everywhere and they've been putting it in all kinds of stuff and it makes your balls like peanut nuts. Yeah. Yeah, isn't that great, man? Hell, isn't that amazing? In Europe, we got spotted dick. And now we got peanut nuts, and malfunctioning swimmers, spermatozoids. Yes, I speculated last night, is that racist if they're all white? I'm just curious. I mean, can we even teach science that indicates that? I mean, that might be something, right? Uh-oh, there it is, a nursing shortage sparks a bidding war as countries vie for nursing talent around the world. Well, I guess you better educate the babies on how to take care of stuff, huh? Yeah. Let's see, what do we got going on here? Good God, we got about 4 minutes left. Spacey sex abuse trial begins in New York. Oh, well, that's New York. That's pervertville. So, they may get away with it, right? Kevin Spacey's their trial begins as Anthony Rapp alleges Spacey acted to gratify sexual desires during an encounter in 1986 when he was 14 and the Oscar winner was 26 or 27. Anyway, this is the first of a series of sexual abuse claims dating back decades. Remember, several have already been pushed aside because conveniently people died. It would really look like Kevin Spacey had hired Hillary Clinton's defense team. their modus operandi is, well, the poor bastards end up dead that accused you. Yeah, but anyway, so Spacey denies all the claims. Rapp is asking for $40 million in punitive and compensatory damages, and sought and brought the lawsuit September 2020, passing through the same statute of limitations of New York Child Victims Act that allowed Virginia Guffrey to bring the now settled Prince Andrew case last year. Yeah, it's a crazy train. Meanwhile, hey, if you're a rapper, you better start getting your bodyguards straight up, man. An Inglewood rapper died after he was shot multiple times inside a dark SUV in Koreatown late Monday. Identified the victim as Half Ounce. I guess he's No Ounce now. Who had released an album in May called Gang Bangin'. The Los Angeles Coroner's Department Tuesday confirmed the victim's identity as LaTorisha O'Brien, Half Ounce's real name. He was 36 years old, and is the third rapper shot and killed in Los Angeles County in less than a month. PNB Rock was fatally shot during a botched robbery attempt for the 30-year-old's jewelry while he was at Roscoe's House of Chicken and Waffles in South L.A. Key Riches, was shot and killed in Compton, along with 29-year-old Robert LaFour Jr. The shootings appear to be unrelated, but the Los Angeles Police Department says we don't know. Yeah. Meanwhile, statisticians claim that Alaska is one of the most violent places on the planet. Anyway. Or, yeah, in the U.S. There's the sounds, there's the tunes. God bless, good day, and good luck.
Turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have. Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
What?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.